public sector equality and human rights duty is a statutory obligation on public bodies in Ireland. Public bodies must now take steps to eliminate discrimination, promote equality, and protect human rights for its staff and for the people to whom it provides services. Public bodies are required to assess and address equality and human rights issues and report on progress. The Irish Human Rights and Equality Commission recently convened over 300 people from across the public sector and civil society to discuss the public sector equality and human rights duty. Emily Logan, Chief Commissioner, Irish Human Rights and Equality Commission.
Well, the purpose of today is to bring together organisations with different experience to develop a deeper understanding of what the public sector duty means, and also to share with them some practice from people who have expertise in the area so they understand how they might possibly implement it in their own public body in Ireland.
Dr. Carol Baxter, Assistant Secretary, Department of Justice and Equality.
Equality and human rights issues arise daily in the work of public sector bodies. Every day there are issues on which public servants have to take decisions that affect service users, affect people across the nine equality grounds, and that potentially intrude on people's human rights.
Cecilia Forrestal, Human Rights Coordinator, Community Action Network.
What public sector duty does is it says to a public body, what are the human rights and equality issues that are facing the people you are there to serve? So first of all, it is about the people you are there to serve, and then it is about the public body naming the equality and human rights issues. And that when you pare back public services and public bodies, they're comprised of people, real people, who for the most part feel very good when they operate out of values of dignity, respect, participation. Most people actually want to operate out of those sort of values and are committed to building an equal world. It just gets lost sometimes.
Martin Collins, co-director, Pavey Point Traveller and Roma Centre.
This public sector duty places an obligation on service providers and policymakers to reflect on their service, how their service is designed, and how it may or may not meet the needs of a particular groups of people. And when it doesn't, then there's an obligation on them to adjust their policies, adjust their programmes, and put in place very specific, targeted interventions that would meet the needs of a particular groups of people, whether that's travellers or Roma or indeed any other community of people.
Seamus Taylor, lecturer in social policy, Maynooth University.
A public sector duty approach to equality and human rights, in a sense, gives a state the tools to do that more effectively, because it says you factor in that diversity into all your key lawmaking, into all your key policy instruments, in your day-to-day delivery of services. And in doing that, in a sense, an equality and human rights public duty approach is part of the glue that helps us bind together in a context of diversity. It's part of the way we secure national cohesion. It's kind of the new rules of the game as we live together in diversity.
How will the public sector equality and human rights duty shape policies and services?
It can lead to more inclusive policy making and therefore ultimately to better and to fairer services.
Niall Crowley, founder, Values Lab.
Can have a real impact on service provision by public bodies and the capacity of services to be inclusive, and it can have a real impact on employment and employee satisfaction.
What are the benefits for employment in the public service? Dr. Carol Baxter.
Crucially important that the public service is representative of Irish society, because it is having a diverse public service that you again start to challenge assumptions, and that's crucial in terms of equality and human rights.
Seamus Taylor.
A more representative workforce, a workforce that represents the diversity of the communities we serve. A more engaged workforce, a more satisfied workforce, and I think fewer complaints of discrimination in time, because if you have an organisation that's really thinking in the best interests of the whole community and of its whole workforce, then you're going to build a culture where there are going to be fewer complaints coming forward.
What are public bodies doing to implement the public sector equality and human rights duty?
Paul Dempsey, Assistant Secretary, Revenue.
Well, part of it's visible leadership and showing that the tone from the top is the correct tone.
Valerie McFarlane, Social Inclusion and Community Activation Programme Coordinator, Longford Community Resource Limited.
To find champions and people committed within the organisations to take this on. And I think it's very easy to default to saying, OK, well, that's the responsibility of the human resources section. It's the responsibility of the community section. It's about finding the champions across the organisation.
Niall Crowley.
But another core element of creating the conditions for the public sector duty, and one that I think can all too easily be forgotten, is building a shared understanding. And a shared understanding of what we mean by equality and human rights, but what we want to achieve in relation to equality and human rights. What is our ambition?
Seamus Taylor.
I actually think the most important thing to do is to stop, to take time to assess what you do in your core work and where does it have people impacts that could have a significant equality or human rights dimension.
Dr. Carol Baxter.
The duty enables them to stand back and to assess the equality and human rights implications of what they're actually doing. It also requires them not to jump to assumptions, but instead to have a solid evidence base for the findings that they have in terms of equality and human rights.
Christy Long, Equality and Diversity Advisor, NHS Education for Scotland.
While it's important to be strategic and it's important to think about the mechanisms that you'll use to mainstream that strategic approach, it's also useful to think about what outcomes you expect to see and to define what do you mean by outcome and outcome at what level, and to think about the timescales for the outcomes. The Irish Duty has a really nice strategic approach to it, and the assess, address and report mechanism, it's very powerful, it's quite clear.
Our contributors had key messages for public bodies beginning to implement the public sector equality and human rights duty into their work. Martin Collins.
I think the public sector duty does have that potential to be transformative in terms of human relations, in terms of respect for human rights and equality, and in terms of respect for diversity.
Manani Griffith, Director, Belong To.
I see the great potential and the direct application and relevance about changing hearts and minds, changing public attitudes in the public sector for staff, for stakeholders and for our service users.
Emily Logan, Chief Commissioner, Irish Human Rights and Equality Commission.
Key things that came out this morning, the first was about leadership. The second is about speaking to people outside of your organisation and seeking support, not being afraid to ask people outside the organisation. The third is about inclusivity, is direct engagement with the people to whom you provide a service to understand their needs and to understand how better to improve your service.
For more information on the public sector equality and human rights duty, visit www.ihrec.ie.